Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Stephanie Joyce. This week on AK, wildlife. Despite all the snow piled up around the state, spring is just around the corner. To prove it, Chugiak and Togotka, two Kodiak grizzly cubs, crept out of their long dens at Portage's Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center this week to enjoy some welcome sunshine. The two little bears, both orphans, have been on view at the center, as have many other rescued animals, much to the delight of area school children. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Kind of an icy spot right at the...
It's clear for once in Portage. Fluffy bits of cloud barely touch the mountains around the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center, although the wind is biting. But kids from Anchorage's Polaris Elementary don't mind much. They're here to see the animals.
I sad about the eagle because he fell down.
Kindergartner Tegan says she's sad the eagle fell down. She's referring to Adonis, a rescued bald eagle who was found shot. Adonis lost one wing and lives out his life in the center's outdoor bird enclosure. That's him calling to an unfettered juvenile bald eagle gliding by. The elk, resting in their pasture below, barely look up, while wood bison, in an adjoining enclosure, continue munching hay. But the bear cubs are the star attractions on this day. Animal care intern Erin Layton introduces them.
Togotka is this dark male that's out of the cabin, and the Chugiak is the blonde female that's hanging out sort of in the cabin. They're 2 years old.
Layton says they'll be sent to a bear park in Sweden in June. Chugiak shyly follows Togotka out of the cabin, and the two fuzzy wuzzy cubs chew on spruce branches and roll in the snow. They don't look threatening at all. But Layton says they will grow to be around 1,000 pounds each.
So they're the largest subspecies of brown bear in the world.
She says it is not surprising that they are up on a sunny day. In their semi-hibernating state, the bears must be careful about what they eat.
Right now, this time of year, if we're going to give them anything, it's got to be pure protein. So it's got to be straight meat, red meat, or maybe a few fruits, because their body still can't digest a whole lot of food. So it's got to be pure protein if we're going to give them a snack.
The bear cubs, like many of the animals at the center, are orphans or were injured and sent there to recover.
I know Chugiak was found just wandering around when she should have sort of been hibernating. And Togotka, his mother was actually killed wandering into a village.
Some of the center's foundlings, like Snickers the porcupine, are star performers. Snickers routinely travels in a dog kennel to school gyms full of fourth graders, like he did a week or so ago.
How did he get his name? The family that we got him from named him. So sometimes we call him Stinkers.
Center intern Jonathan Spear, who hosts the traveling exhibits, is an old hand at showing Snickers at Anchorage schools.
In the yellow, yes.
Is he on any medication?
Is he on any medication? That is a good question. He was on medication. Just got over his dosage. He actually had worms.
Sometimes the schools come to him. On this brilliant but chilly day in Portage, Polaris Elementary school teacher Mike McGee has brought his kindergarten and first grade classes to a big outdoor show and tell.
We've been studying Alaskan animals this winter, and we thought we'd come down and see some animals up close.
And what are the highlights?
The highlights, the guide did a great job telling us some animal facts that we weren't aware of yet, and I think being so close to the moose and watching the lynx jump up and down.
The lynx is one of three kittens found abandoned by their mother after a wildfire. McGee's students have brought their lunches and wolfed them down, no pun intended, after the tour. But feeding the animals is a full-time job. Center staff use a forklift to carry bales of hay to the wood bison. Intern Spear says others are hand-fed.
The bison and the elk and the moose, we've got our maintenance guys with tractors dump in hay and also grain. So Aaron and I, the other intern, are responsible for feeding the smaller animals. The coyote, we walk out and throw some moose or chicken meat over the fence, and he comes out. We do it away from the bears because the bears will come scare him away and eat his food. So we feed fish like hooligan and salmon, sometimes moose meat, to our bald eagle.
Spear says although the largest animals, the elk and caribou, are owned outright by the center, through an agreement with the State Department of Fish and Game, many of the rehabilitated injured animals are released back into the wild. For AK, I'm Ellen Lockyer.